Well, we are looking at financial services organizations as well as professional and business offices. We're particularly keen on corporate headquarters and regional headquarters. Those are great office-using businesses.
In this economic climate, are there a lot of companies that are even considering moving at this point?
Well, there are not many companies that are considering moving headquarters, but there are companies, even in this economy, that are looking at opportunities to open new regional offices, to expand to additional markets. And although our office occupancy is 93% now in the city center, there's always room for additional businesses and ultimately additional buildings.
This new law clearly focuses on the green economy. That's a word that's been going around Montgomery, certainly. There are alternative energy efforts underway in Alabama, but the state isn't really known as a leader in that area. I mean, for instance, even today it's difficult and expensive to get a house outfitted with solar panels. What does the state need to do to convince companies that there is a green-friendly business climate here?
Well, these incentives are a good first step, and that's putting our money where our mouths are. But in addition to that, we need more emphasis, probably tax credits and things of that sort, on green building supplies, more buildings that take advantage of alternative energy sources. So I think there's a lot more that could be done, but this is certainly a good first step.
The incentives, as you said, that we're talking about include tax breaks, site preparation and construction help, things like that. Critics say that these kinds of incentives unfairly shift the tax burden to residents or existing businesses. What's your response to that?
As long as there's a larger pie, ultimately everyone in the state and in the metropolitan area will benefit.
What do you say to existing businesses who perhaps would qualify now for these kinds of incentives because they're, you know, business incubators, people like Innovation Depot, who didn't get it when they first located here?
That is true, but it is ultimately going to benefit those businesses as we have additional economic activity. It's better to attract those businesses to Birmingham than it is to allow them to go to Atlanta or Nashville or somewhere else.
There are a lot of challenges facing the Birmingham metro area right now. There's the county sewer crisis, which, of course, is getting national and international headlines, budget cuts for the county, belt tightening for the city as well. How does this affect downtown redevelopment efforts?
Downtown is continuing to grow. We're continuing to attract businesses. We have more people working in the city center than ever before, and we're attracting more people to live in the city center. Downtown only occupies 2% of the city of Birmingham, but it generates 35% of the city's tax revenue. So it's important to keep that growing and contributing.
I would imagine, though, that as you're talking to either existing businesses or new businesses thinking of moving in, there have to be real questions that they're asking about the financial stability of the city, of the county.
There certainly are concerns about the county, no denying that. But the city has a AA rating, has large reserves, and is basically economically sound.
Do those concerns about the county bleed over, though, into concerns about the city?
Well, I think there are some concerns, but I think most businesses feel that that will get resolved in the long run.